The unfolding of the Word of God gives light and understanding to the simple. Join us as we listen to the Word of God from God's servant. Be blessed.
Can you just give God praise in your own dialect? This is not a time to praise Him in English. Praise Him in your own dialect.
Right.
We give you all the glory, our Father. We have come to thank you. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. It is just by your mercy. It is just by your mercy. It is just by your mercy. We return the glory to you. We return the glory to you. We return the glory to you. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Are you happy to be in church this morning? Africa, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We call it African praise. So let's pray God in the African way. Africa, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, can we please open our Bibles? If you have your Bible in your own dialect or in your own language, let's open to Psalm 19. We are going to read verse 1 to 3. Psalm 19 from verse 1 to 3. I will read my own in Yoruba. So you can go ahead and read in any language you want. 1, 2, 3, let's go.
Àwọn ọ̀run sọ̀rọ̀ ògo Ọlọ́run àti òfurufú fi iṣẹ́ ọwọ́ rẹ̀ hàn. Ọjọ́ dé ọjọ́ fọ̀n àti òru dé òru ń fi ìmọ̀ hàn. Kò sí ohun kan tàbí èdè kan níbi tí a kò ti gbọ́ ìró wọn.
Once again, can you say thank you, Jesus, in your own dialect? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. You can please have your seat. I want to give God the glory for this privilege that I have to bring the word of God to us this morning. And I want to thank our daddy and our mommy. How many of you enjoyed the Mary ministration? That was wonderful. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma. I was expecting that maybe daddy would lead the song. We give God the glory. My wife is here. Last time I came here to minister, my wife was not here, but she's here today. Can you also please help me celebrate her? What we are doing here today is biblical. We are not just doing what is trending. We are not just doing something that comes out of just the mind of man. It is what has a root from the scripture. Now, in the scripture that we read, please go back to verse 1 very quickly. Now, it said the heavens declare the glory of the Lord, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Now, day unto day utter speech. And night unto night reveals knowledge. Now he said, there is no speech nor language where their voices are not heard. It means that in every language there is a praise being offered to God. But the question I ask is this. When the heavens are declaring the glory of the Lord. When the day by day is declaring his handiwork. In what language are they saying it? In what language are they praising God? Is it Ijesha? Or is it Ekiti?
Abede Ekiti.
Is it Okun?
Chede Okuni.
Ekiti. Now, we have about 7,000 to 7,200 languages across the world. 7,000 to 7,200 languages. And in dialects, we have about between 20,000 to 40,000 dialects. So if you say it is Ekiti, what happens to the over 20,000 other ones? But the beauty of this all is that though our language may be different, though our dialects may be different, but there is a language in which we speak that is one. There is a language that is common to all. If I may ask, what language was God speaking to Adam? I'm trying to get a response. Yoruba. They say, Ijesha. Ijesha, Lolon, Via, Shedaju, Aye, Abi. I want you, Bagbongo. There is a language or there is a dialect that is common to all. Because the scripture says in Philippians chapter 3 verse 20. Can we go there? Philippians chapter 3 verse 20. Media, can you please help me? It says, for our citizenship is where? Maybe your Bible say our citizenship is Ijesha. He says our citizenship is in heaven. From which we also eagerly wait for the Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ. It means that it doesn't matter what your language is. It doesn't matter what your dialect is. There is a language we must all speak. And that is the heavenly language. The heavenly language. Where there will be no discrepancy between Ijesha, between Ijebu, between Okun and the others. And what is that language? The Bible gives us an understanding of what language we must speak. John chapter 4 verse 24. John chapter 4 verse 24. Say, God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. This is the language of heaven. That those who worship God must worship him in spirit. Whether you are speaking broken English, whether you are speaking Igbo, whether you are speaking Efik, whatever language or dialect you are speaking, that is not the sound they are hearing in heaven. The sound that is acceptable in heaven
is
that a worship or a praise must come to heaven in spirit
and in truth.
So you may be praising God in your language. You may claim to be praising God in your language. And then in heaven, they are just hearing indistinct words. I'm sure that the elders will relate. You know, there was a time for the Gen Z's, let me educate you. There was a time we used to use cassette. That when you want to play music, no Spotify, no audio mark, we use
cassette.
And if peradventure that cassette, by mistake, the engine, okoje, asopo okoje. What will you begin to hear? There are many people who claim to be praising God, but what they are hearing in heaven, that tape is faulty. Because they are not praising him acceptably. There is a praise, there is a worship that is acceptable to God.
They
say God is spirit. Anyone who will worship him must worship him in truth and worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, let me just give us a template of how we worship God in spirit and in truth. Number one, Romans chapter 12 verse 1. Carry from verse 1 to maybe verse
3.
It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. This is your reasonable service. God is more interested in your life than in the words that you speak. God is more interested in your life, oozing out flavor to him, than just the music and the melody. He said this: if you are looking for how to worship God, I don't know how to worship him. I don't even know.
He has given you a template.
He said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice,
holy,
acceptable to God. It means that there can be one that is not acceptable to God. So those who will worship him must worship him in truth and in spirit. And one way in which you worship him in spirit and in truth, that you present yourself as a living sacrifice. Worship is beyond what you come to church to do. If your worship is only in church, may I announce to you that you are just playing. The fact is that many of us that even come to church, when the choir is leading the song, we are just looking at them. And then 365 days in a year, or 366 sometimes, and then only 52 days is what your life gives worship to God. Not even up to 52 days. It is just about maybe 1 hour or 2 hours of that 52 days. Is that what God requires of you? Say so we present ourselves wholly and acceptable to him. Number two, be filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled with the Spirit of God.
He said,
those who worship Him will worship Him in spirit.
They
must worship Him in spirit. If the Spirit of God does not dwell in you, it is impossible to worship Him in truth. If the Spirit of God does not dwell inside of you, it is impossible for you to even know how to worship Him. Because it is the Spirit of God that knows the mind of God.
He
is the one that knows what God wants.
He
is the one that can tell you, this is what God is requiring of you at this time. Let's read the scripture. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. Very quickly, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18.
He
said, and do not be drunk with wine,
and
which in which is dissipation.
Ninu eyi rududuwa.
But what?
Sugbon ekun fun emi.
But what?
Sugbon ekun fun emi.
Be filled with the Spirit.
Sugbon ekun fun emi.
Be filled with the Spirit.
Sugbon ekun fun emi.
It is that Spirit that propels you to sing.
Emi yi ni o wa mu yin ma korin.
It is that Spirit that propels you to dance.
Emi yi ni o wa mu yin ma jo.
It is that Spirit that propels you to worship God.
Emi yi ni o je ki esin Olorun.
You will agree with me, there are times that daddy will come up and say we should worship God in silence. So it is not just about the song. It is not just about the dancing. But whatever you do, that you do it in the Spirit. Whether you sing psalms, whether you read from the scripture to God,
say
whatever you do, do it in the Spirit.
Say,
do not be drunk with wine.
And
where there is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. There are many people, you know, in this generation where
there are
all manners of singers. I tell you by experience, there are many people. Not just outside, not just in the secular world, there are some. I'm telling you, not in THF, in Jesus' name. When their own preparation for their ministration is that they
drink pelebe.
They have to do something to get the energy. To get. And when they come to the stage and they are sweating, you will say they are doing well. They will shout, oh yeah, dance. And they are sweating. You are thinking, yeah, the Spirit is there. But I tell you, it's the Spirit of drunkenness. But the Bible is saying that if we must worship God in spirit and in truth, we must be filled with the Spirit of God. Number three is to praise God with understanding. You need to praise God with understanding. Now, why are you even praising Him in the first place? Why does He deserve that praise? Psalm 47, verse 6 to 7. Very quickly, Psalm 6. 47 verse 6 to 7.
It
says, sing praises to God. He emphasizes sing praises. Sing praises to who? To our King. Sing praises to our King. You need an understanding of Him as a King. In Yoruba land, what we call King is Kabiosi. It is not a matter of what He has done for you. It is not a matter of what He will do for you. But just because He is King. Just because He is King. it deserves the praise.
It
goes ahead. He said, for God is the king of all the earth.
Nítorí Ọlọ́run ni ọba gbogbo ayé.
And sing praises with what? With understanding.
Ẹ fi òye kọrin yìn.
And that understanding is the understanding of the facts of who God really is.
Òye yìí sì jẹ́ òye ẹni tí Ọlọ́run jẹ́.
If you are just singing melody, you just sing praise just because you are singing praise,
but
you have no understanding of who God is, then your praise may not be acceptable to him. And it is important that, you know, in Yoruba land, there are people that actually sing the praises of the king. I don't know what they call them. Àwọn akifobabi. Ṣé akifobabi? Sir? Akigbe abi.
Àwọn akigbe wa.
Now there is a way that the king wants to be praised.
Ọ̀nà kan wà tí àwọn ọba máa ń fẹ́ kí wọ́n yin àwọn.
It is not that they are just shouting.
Kì í ṣe wípé wọ́n kàn ń kígbe o.
There is a way they can make the head of the king swell.
Ọ̀nà kan wà tí wọ́n lè jẹ́ kí orí ọba wú.
There is a way in which the king wants to be praised.
Àwọn ọ̀nà kan wà tí ọba fẹ́ kí wọ́n kí òun.
And so you must praise God not by how you feel, but knowing how what he wants to hear.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ yin Ọlọ́run, kì í ṣe ní pé bẹ́ẹ̀ ṣe ń ní ìmọ̀lára sí, ṣùgbọ́n nípa òye ohun tí ó fẹ́.
And if you want to know what he wants,
ṣe bá fẹ́ mọ ohun tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́,
you need the spirit of God to point it out to you.
Ẹ nílò ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run kí ó mú yànnà náà rẹ̀ fún yín.
I want to conclude this message now.
Mo fẹ́ mu wá sí ìdánudúró.
A summary of this message.
Gbogbo àkótán ìwàásù yìí.
While I was sitting down here, the Lord reminded me of this hymn.
Ọlọ́run rán wọn létí orin yìí.
And I'm going to summarize this sermon with that hymn.
Màá sì mú ìwàásù yìí wá sí ìdánudúró.
Media, can you help me project it?
Ṣe lè bá wa fi sí ojú fọ́nrán.
I believe it's a common hymn that we will all know.
Gbàgbọ́ wípé ó jẹ́ orin tí gbogbo wa mọ̀.
It says, Jesus ń bọ̀ lófurufú pẹ̀láyọ̀.
Jesus is coming on the sky with joy.
Listen to this, whatever we are doing here today.
Ohun gbogbo tí a bá ń ṣe níbí lónìí.
Whatever we are doing here on earth.
Ohun gbogbo tí a bá ń ṣe lórí ilẹ̀ àlàyé.
It is only a rehearsal.
Ó jẹ́ ìgbáradì.
It is only a rehearsal.
Ó jẹ́ ìgbáradì.
It is only a rehearsal.
Ó jẹ́ ìgbáradì.
For a time when we shall continually praise him.
Fún ìgbà tí a ó máa yìn láì ní pẹ̀kun.
No break, no holiday.
Kò ní sí pẹ̀kun, kò ní sí pàǹlọlé.
No maternity leave, no any kind of leave.
Kò ní sí pé mo ti bímọ, mo fẹ́ lọ sinmi.
That we constantly offer praises to him.
A ó máa yìn ní gbogbo ìgbà tí a
wọ̀nyí. So whatever we are doing now is just a rehearsal.
Ohun gbogbo tí a bá ń ṣe níbí ó jẹ́ ìgbáradì ni.
It is just a rehearsal.
Ó jẹ́ ìgbáradì.
So God wants me to remind you this morning.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kí n ran yín létí lónìí.
Jesus ń bọ̀ lófurufú pẹ̀láyọ̀.
Wípé Jesus is coming on the sky with joy.
He said, ojú ayọ̀, ojú ayọ̀.
That a day of joy, a day of joy.
Àwọn tó fẹ́ yóò fò lọ pàdé rẹ̀.
Those that love him will fly up to meet with him.
Ojú ayọ̀, ojú ayọ̀.
A day of joy and a day of joy.
Wọn yóò pàdé Olúwa ní sánmà.
They will meet with the Lord in the sky.
Gbogbo wa pẹ̀lú Jésù yóò wà níbẹ̀.
We all with Jesus will be there.
My question is, will you be there?
Ìbéèrè mi ni wípé ṣé o wà níbẹ̀.
Gbogbo wa pẹ̀lú Jésù ni yóò wà níbẹ̀ o.
All of us with Jesus will be there.
But my question is, will you be there?
Ìbéèrè mi wá ni wípé ṣé o wà níbẹ̀.
If our hope ends on this earth.
Tí ìrètí wa bá pin ní orílẹ̀ ayé yìí.
The Bible says that we are of all people the most foolish.
Bíbélì sọ wípé nínú gbogbo ènìyàn wa lágọ̀ jù.
Our praise does not end on this.
Ìyìn wa ò gbọdọ̀ tán nílé ayé yìí o.
May I even remind you that what we are doing is just a rehearsal.
Wípé ohun tí ẹ̀ ń ṣe yìí gbáradì ni o.
A time is coming.
Àkókò kan ń bọ̀.
That we and Jesus.
Tí àwa àti Jésù.
We will be there together.
A wà níbẹ̀ papọ̀.
But not everybody will be able to make it.
Ṣùgbọ́n kì í ṣe gbogbo ènìyàn ni ó wà níbẹ̀.
Not everybody will be able to make it.
Kì í ṣe gbogbo ènìyàn ni ó lè débẹ̀.
My question to you is this.
Ìbéèrè mi ni pẹ̀lú fún yín ni wípé.
Will you be there with him?
Ṣé wà níbẹ̀ pẹ̀lú rẹ̀?
Will you be there with him?
Ṣé máa wà níbẹ̀ pẹ̀lú rẹ̀?
Will you be able to sing with us?
Ṣé máa lè kọrin pẹ̀lú
wa? Will you be able to sing with us?
Ṣé máa lè kọrin pẹ̀lú wa?
He says it is that spirit of God that will quicken our mortal body on that day.
Ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run yẹn ni yóò sọ ara wa jí ní ọjọ́ náà.
If the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead.
Tí ẹ̀mí tí ó jí Jésù dìde kúrò nínú
òkú. Dwells in us.
Tó bá ń gbé nínú àwa náà.
If that spirit dwells in us, that same spirit will quicken our mortal body. Have you had an encounter with that spirit? Have you had an encounter with that spirit? I am not saying, have you been coming to church all this while? I am saying, can God say that your life is bringing flavor unto him?
We all with Jesus will be there. We will be free from complaint.
The reason why many
mourning.
People don't praise God is because of aniyan aye.
The reason it is when you're thinking your Lord needs to
eat. Oh, what are we going to eat? What are we going to put on?
Kill a fair jack, kill a fair war.
What am I going to become?
Kini mo fe da.
Oh, I want to be this, I want to be
mo
that.
Fe da, yi mo fe da, oh.
It is the reason why many have put their hand in deadly things.
Oh, je, iditi, opolopo, fin, ti, owa,
that will
opolopo,
not make
opolopo,
their
opolopo.
Life to bring flavor
si
to God.
Je, ki, aye, won, fun, olorun, ni,
but
orun,
on
didu.
That day,
ni, ojo, no.
Aho, bolo, wa, ni,
we'll be free for complaints and mourning. A day of joy.
Yes,
a day of joy.
Go to the next one.
Go to the
next one very quickly. He said, I won't be on my
parents and children will meet again.
Oh, I don't have a father, I don't have a mother anymore. Oh, my father left me, my mother left me. I have a good news for you. The day is coming when you will meet them. But the condition is this: if they have had an encounter with this Jesus before they left, and if you have an encounter before you also meet, there is going to be another meeting. There is going to be another fellowship.
Parents and children will meet again.
Ojo ayo, ojo ayo.
A day of joy, a day of joy.
Arakunrin pelu arabinrin.
Brothers and sisters.
Ojo ayo, ojo ayo.
A day of joy, a day of joy.
Won be lodo Christi.
They are with Christ.
A ko ri won mo.
We can't see them anymore.
Eyan awon to gba Jesus le Oluwa
to gba won. Those that receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
He said, "Ibanuje."
Sadness
ni lilo won je fun wa
is they are going for us,
sugbon ha o pade like pepe
layo, but we are going to meet with them again with
ojo ayo,
a day of joy, a day of joy.
Go to the next one.
Ejo wa lo si to kan.
Brethren, if you want to see them again,
ara ti e ba fe ri won lekan si,
the people who have gone ahead of us,
awon ti won ti lo saju wa,
there is a condition to see them.
Ohun kan wa ti e gbodo se,
that we have an encounter with that spirit of God.
Ohun
na
ipe ke ni ba pade pelu mi olorun yi.
Same spirit that dwells in Jesus.
Yeah,
if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if that spirit dwells in you, your life will be able to give glory to God. And then you will be able to see them again. Now a question to us. Each and every one of us, whether you are a church leader, you are a member, or you are a first timer,
are you all ready for his coming? Are you all ready for his coming? A day of joy, a day of joy. Are the young and the old ready
for
the big day of joy? We want to be with him till eternity.
So that we may
behold his beauty. Beloved, sing because of the day, of the great day that
please,
we will meet again.
Tap your neighbor and say,
if you are walking
into my,
and ask the person, are you ready for his coming?
Is our thinking not limited to this world? Are we preparing for his coming? Where we will continually give him praise. The last one, as I wrap it up, the last verse. This is the most fearful one for me. It says,
some people will not be able to sing with us.
Do you know the tune of heaven? Will
you be able to sing with us? Will you be able to sing with us?
Part
what part will you sing? Will you be able to sing with us? Because some people will not be able to sing with us. The great, the joyful song of that great day.
Ṣùgbọ́n gbogbo wa ni ayọ̀ ń bẹ fún.
We all have the joy.
Ọjọ́ ayọ̀ ọjọ́ ńlá.
The great joy of the great day.
Torí Jésù ń dúró síbẹ̀.
Because Jesus is waiting still.
Jesus is standing at the door of your heart this morning.
Jésù tó ń dúró lórí ìlẹ̀kùn ọkàn yín ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
Ó dúró síbẹ̀.
He's still waiting there.
He is not giving up on you.
Kò tiẹ̀ wá ti juwọ́lẹ̀ lórí ayé
mi. Jesus, my son, give your heart to me.
Wọ́n sọ wípé ọmọ mi fún mi ní ọkàn rẹ̀.
He is still there. He is not going.
Wà níbẹ̀ kò lọ síbi kankan.
Even though you have rejected him for so long.
Ti kọ̀ sílẹ̀ sẹ́yìn.
Even though you have ignored the knocking of the door.
Bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ wípé ti gbójú kúrò nínú bó ṣe ń kànlẹ̀ kan
ọkọ yín. But I have a good news for you this morning.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo ní ìròyìn ayọ̀ fún yín ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
Jésù ń dúró síbẹ̀.
Jesus is waiting still.
Jésù ń dúró síbẹ̀.
Jesus is waiting still.
He said, I am going to my father.
Ó sọ wípé mo ń lọ sí ọ̀dọ̀ bàbá mi.
To go and prepare a place for you.
Láti lọ pèsè ibi fún yín.
That where I will be with my father.
Wípé níbi tí mo bá wà pẹ̀lú bàbá mi.
That you may also be there.
Wípé kẹ́yìn náà kí o lè wà níbẹ̀.
That you may also be there.
Wípé kẹ́yìn náà kó lè wà pẹ̀lú wa.
This was not my original message.
Èyí kò kí n ṣe
ìtumọ̀ pẹ̀lú. But the Holy Spirit says I should tell you this.
Ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run sọ wípé kí n sọ èyí fún
yín. Jésù ń dúró síbẹ̀.
Jesus is waiting still.
Jésù ń dúró síbẹ̀.
Jesus is still waiting for you.
Jésù ń dúró síbẹ̀.
Jesus is still waiting for you.
Ká lè múra tán nípa agbára rẹ̀.
So that we may be prepared by his power.
The reason why he has not returned.
Tẹ̀mọ̀ ìdí tí kò ti fi ìdè.
Is because he's still giving you an opportunity.
Nítorí pé ṣì fún yín láǹfààní.
The reason why he has not returned.
Ìdí tí Jésù ò ti fi ìpadà dé.
Is because he's giving you another opportunity.
Bí o fún yín láǹfààní mìíràn o.
If you are here in this meeting this morning.
O lè wà nínú ìpàdé yìí ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
I plead with you by the mercy of God.
Mo bẹ̀yìn pẹ̀lú àánú Ọlọ́run.
That you respond to this message urgently.
Wípé kí ẹ dáhùn sí ìwọ̀sí
yìí. I don't know why God is speaking this way.
Mi ò mọ ìdí tí Ọlọ́run fi ń sọ̀rọ̀ báyìí o.
I don't know why God is speaking this way.
Mi ò mọ ìdí tí Ọlọ́run fi ń sọ̀rọ̀ báyìí.
Jésù ń dúró síbẹ̀.
Jesus is still waiting.
Ká lè múra tán nípa agbára rẹ̀.
So that we may prepare by his power.
Nínú ògo dídán rẹ̀ ká lè ní.
In his glory that we may say.
Ibùgbé lókè lọ́run.
That we may have a dwelling in heaven.
Can we bow down our head and pray?
Ṣàlẹ̀ sọrí wa bá kí a sì gbàdúrà.
Àwọn mìíràn kò ní lè bá wa kọ.
Some people will not be able to sing with us.
You want to sing with us in heaven.
Ṣé ẹ fẹ́ bá wa kọrin ní ọ̀run?
But you are not even sure you will be able to make it.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò tiẹ̀ dá yín lójú bóyá ẹ lè dé bẹ̀.
Because everything we are saying looks like Greek to you.
Nítorí pé gbogbo ohun tí à ń sọ ò tiẹ̀ yé yín.
I call you for this morning.
Mo pè yín wá ní òwúrọ̀ yìí o.
To have an encounter with that Jesus.
Láti wá ní ìbápàdé pẹ̀lú Jésù yìí.
To have an encounter with that spirit.
Láti wá ní ìbápàdé pẹ̀lú ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run yìí.
That grace has appeared to all.
Orí ọ̀fẹ́ yìí ti wà fún gbogbo wa.
And that grace is calling you this morning.
Orí ọ̀fẹ́ yìí sì ń pè yín ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
You want to make a decision to come to this Jesus.
Ṣé ẹ fẹ́ pinnu láti wá sí orí ọ̀fẹ́ yìí?
You want to have an encounter with this Jesus.
Ṣé ẹ ní ìbápàdé pẹ̀lú Jésù yìí?
You want to say please pastor pray for me this morning.
Ṣé ẹ sọ wípé olùṣàgùnsẹ̀ gbàdúrà fún mi?
I am too scared what will become of my life after this place.
Ẹ̀rù ń bà mí ohun tí ó ti ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ayé mi lẹ́yìn òní.
I don't know where I will go after this place.
Mi ò tiẹ̀ mọ ibi tí màá lọ lẹ́yìn ibí.
I announce to you this morning.
Mo ń sọ fún yín ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
Jesus has gone to heaven to prepare a place for you.
Jesus ti lọ sí ọ̀run láti pèsè àyè sílẹ̀ fún yín.
That if you can come to him here on earth.
Wípé kẹ́ ẹ bá lè tọ̀ ọ́ wá.
That you may be there with him in heaven.
Wípé kẹ́ ẹ lè bá a wà níbẹ̀ ní ọ̀run.
You want to make that decision? Can you just raise your hand? Let me pray with you.
Ṣé ẹ fẹ́ ṣe ìpinnu ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀rọ̀nàwọ̀ yín sókè
kí a máa ṣàpẹ́ pray with you.
Kí n lè bá gbàdúrà pẹ̀lú yín.
Maybe you have even given your life to Jesus before.
Bóyá ẹ ti fi ayé yín fún Jésù
tẹ́lẹ̀. But you know that your life is not giving glory to God.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ mọ̀ wípé ayé yín ò fi ògo fún Ọlọ́run.
Your life is not a sweet smelling aroma to God.
Ṣùgbọ́n ayé yín ò jẹ́ òórùn dídùn sí Ọlọ́run.
But you want to turn back to him this morning.
Ẹ wá fẹ́ padà wá tọ̀ ọ́ wá ní òwúrọ̀
yìí. Can I just see your hand? Let me pray for you.
Ṣé ẹ lè nawọ́ yín sókè kí n lè gbàdúrà fún yín?
Yes, thank you. Raise your hand, let me pray for you. Let me know who I'm praying for.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n mọ àwọn tí mò ń gbàdúrà fún.
Let me know who I'm praying for.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n mọ àwọn tí mò ń gbàdúrà fún.
Maybe you are even online.
Bóyá ẹ ti ẹ̀ wà lórí afẹ́fẹ́.
And you have heard this word.
Bóyá ẹ ti ẹ̀ ti gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
Is a call from Jesus.
Ó jẹ́ ìpè láti ọ̀dọ̀ Jésù.
Father, we thank you for everyone making
Baba,
a decision.
Bàbá dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ rẹ fún gbogbo ènìyàn tí ó wà níbí lónìí.
Everyone rededicating their life unto you again.
Gbogbo ènìyàn tí wọ́n fi ayé wọn jì fún ọ lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
We want to sing with you in heaven.
A fẹ́ bọ ọkọrin lọ́run.
We want to sing with you in heaven.
A fẹ́ kọrin pẹ̀lú rẹ ní ọ̀run.
We don't want to end it here on earth.
A ò fẹ́ parí rẹ̀ lórí ayé
ìlàsán. We don't want to end it here on earth.
A ò fẹ́ parí rẹ̀ lórí alàyè ìlàsán.
We want to come to heaven and celebrate with you.
A fẹ́ wá sí ọ̀run láti ṣàjọyọ̀ pẹ̀lú rẹ.
Lord, we ask that you give us grace.
Olúwa
We ask that you give us grace. We ask that you give us grace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, gracious Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you permit me, I would like us to just sing maybe the verse 1 and the last verse together. Choir, can you please help us? Do we know this song? Do we know it? Can we start? Can we rise to our feet as we sing together? Oh, on that great day, you will not miss it. You have started well, you will end it well. And your life will continually bring glory to the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
We sure hope you have been blessed by the teaching of the Word of God. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, don't stop listening to the Word of God. For more messages from us, visit our website www.thf.org.ng. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms @thfchurchng. Thank you.